2 weeks into Donald Trump's presidency, we thought we'd check back in with a man from Central Illinois who got to meet the president in person at the inauguration. Shane Bouvet is a resident of Stonington. That's a rural town southeast of Springfield, and the social media coordinator for Team Trump Grassroots in Illinois. And Shane received a generous gift from the president to thank him for his work as a volunteer on the campaign. He's on the line with us from Stonington. Hey, Shane, welcome back to the 21st. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So, Shane, last time we spoke with you, I'm great. You were really excited about attending your first inauguration. How did it go?
Oh, well, I feel like I'm still living in a dream, to be honest with you. I never thought in a million years I'd meet the president of the United States. And, you know, I just wake up so blessed. And, you know, it's crazy how it all happened. You know, the Washington Post ended up grabbing onto my story. And I guess they interviewed a lot of people, and you know, they asked, "Well, Shane, what do you want out of it?" I said, "I just did it for America. I wasn't expecting anything out of it. I did it because I love my country, and I'm proud of my country, and I want to make it great again." You talk to the guys at the coffee shop, and you know, they talk about how engines roared and people were put back to work, and I'm really not happy with things I see, especially within my district. So, you know, Donald Trump was fresh breath of air to me and to our communities, and that's how I kind of got involved.
And so by it, let's remind everybody, you took it upon yourself during the campaign to be to start social media work for the Trump campaign. And that's what sort of led to you then eventually getting the invitation to the inauguration and things like that. That's what you meant by kind of all of the work that you did over the past 9 months, right?
Yeah, I had an actress get a hold of me and said, "Shane, I'd like to invite you to the inaugural ball. I've seen some of your work on Facebook." And that's kind of how it happened. So an actress ended up getting a hold of me, and I ended up going with her to the inaugural ball. And I guess Donald Trump ended up reading it in the Washington Post and was touched by the story. And I don't know if it was Kellyanne Conway or one of his staff members said, "Hey, would you like to talk to Donald Trump?" And I just started stuttering because I was like, "Am I getting ready to talk to Donald Trump?"
And this was about half an hour, right, before he was officially sworn in. What did you guys talk about?
Well, we ended up talking about, we had 30 minutes of private time, and we just talked about a lot of things in America. And, you know, he's just a generous, loving, caring person. He really is. And it's just a total disgrace on how the media is portraying him, because that is not he's just a great guy. He really is. And he cares about America. He's putting America first. We're making America safe again. And, you know, and at the end of the day, you know, it's all about America first. And it's sad how some of these people are trying to portray him in the media. I think it's a total disgrace. So, you know, he's just such a generous, caring, loving guy. And you know, I think people who met him personally will truly understand that. And he's just such a great guy.
You know, we have to take a break, but when we come back, I want you to expand on that, what it was like for you to meet him personally, what you want people to know about how caring he is. Again, we're speaking with Stonington resident Shane Bouvet. Stonington's about 30 miles southeast of Springfield. We're talking to him about his time with President Trump at the inauguration. Stay tuned. You're listening to The 21st.
The 21st is made possible by
Thanks for tuning in to The 21st. I'm Nyla Boodoo. Right now, my guest is Shane Bouvet. His day job is a FedEx courier. He lives in Stonington. That's about 30 miles southeast of Springfield. When he's not at work, he has been working for Donald Trump, and that was rewarded during the inauguration. He's just been telling us about the half-an-hour conversation he had with President Trump in person before he was officially sworn in. Shane, you said you feel like President Trump has been unfairly portrayed. You feel like you want people to know what a warm and caring person he is. I know he had you call your dad, who's been suffering from cancer from some time now. That I'm sure that meant a lot to you and to your dad. Is that what you meant by him?
Oh, yeah. Well, it gave him that extra fight. And, you know, it's just, you hear some things in the media that I feel like is totally not true. Usually when you go give somebody a hug and they hug you back, that's a sign of love and compassion, and they really care as a person. And when I met Donald Trump, we gave each other a hug, and I gave him a bear hug, but you know, and he gave one back. And, you know, that means that it's just, he's just a truly genuine, caring, loving person. He really is. At heart, he did this for America. He didn't have to do this. And, you know, he's a multi-billionaire. He doesn't have to do this, but he did this because he loves America.
Well,
he
and
wants
I know
to put America first. And
you said, right, you voted for him because you feel like he's a man of action. Certainly, there's been a lot of action in the first 2 weeks of his presidency. For you, how have you thought things? How would you describe how things have gone for the past few weeks?
No, well, we're getting things done. I mean, most politicians, if you look at Illinois, we're not doing that great as a state. And, you know, Donald Trump is a man of his word. And when he says he's going to do something, he does it. You know, and like that check, you go send him a $10,000 check. It came Monday. He is a man of his word. He brings a fresh air to politics. These people are hurting. When I was running for state representative, going door to door, and these people can't put food on the table for their kids and things like that. It's sad. And we have manufacturing capital of Illinois, Decatur. I mean, we're losing jobs. And I think that all these politicians are all talk, no action. And I'm just tired of what I'm seeing. And Donald Trump is a fresh air to politics. We're going to drain the swamp. And I'm just blessed to be a part of it.
What actions in particular are you most excited about that he's done?
Put America safety first. Executive orders. I'm, you know, he's getting things done. I don't really want to go into policy, but he's getting things done. You know, he's a man of action, and it clearly shows.
And I want to go back to when you said that, just one quick question about the making America safe. Do you mean in particular, I'm wondering if you're talking in particular about the immigration ban. And I just wanted to ask you about that one, just that one in particular, just because we were just talking to an immigration attorney who was talking about sort of the irreparable harm he feels like is being done to the U.S. by keeping people who have green cards and people who've already been vetted from coming in. You don't see it that way.
No, I think that America comes first. And I think that a lot of these veterans feel the same way as I do. You know, we got to, it's America, we got to put our own people up first. And we're going to make it safe again. It's going to be a beautiful thing. And if you just sit back, and even that attorney, he will see a beautiful thing happen in the United States. It's going to be beautiful. Trust me. It's going to be great. And, you know, I think he's going to be one of the best presidents. He's getting things done. All these, you know, he's a man of action, and he clearly shows that. And we're going to make it safe. And I mean, like I said, he's going to make America safe again.
And Shane, just want to follow up. You did say President Trump said he was going to send you a personal check to thank you for the work that you did. You said you got that in the mail last week. That was $10,000. What did it mean for you to receive that?
Yeah. Oh, I was just blessed. You know, I really was. I'm just blessed. I wake up every day just blessed. I mean, for what he did for my dad, gave him that extra fight. So I can't thank him enough from the bottom of my heart. And my dad's a military veteran. And, you know, so him going out of his way to do that, that's just amazing. And that just really shows his character as a person.
I want to thank Shane Bouvet for coming back on the show. Shane, thanks for coming back and updating us and sharing the story about your time with President Trump and the check that he gave you to say thanks for all the work you did for him, too. Take care, Shane. Thanks.
No, thank you so much. Thank you so much.